USA News, I'm Lance Pry. After Democrat Senator John Fetterman's doctor assured Pennsylvanian voters his health would not be an issue, Fetterman is having more health problems that require him to stay in the hospital a second night for observations from seizures. Mr. Fetterman was hospitalized earlier this week after feeling lightheaded while attending a Senate Democrat retreat in Washington. Remember the holiday meltdown with Southwest Airlines canceling thousands of flights during the holiday season? The carrier's chief operating officer is on the hot seat in front of Washington lawmakers.
Southwest's chief operating officer is apologizing to customers.
Let me be clear, we messed up.
He said they are reimbursing those affected by the major delays and cancellations, but not with cash.
Including hotels, rental cars, meals, tickets on other airlines, and other necessary expenses like replacement car seats.
Pressed by senators about the $300 credit the airline offered to passengers whose flights were canceled over the Christmas holiday, Andrew Watterson said that if customers decide to fly with another airline, then that's their choice. I'm Dave Collins.
President Biden and Vice President Harris will welcome the nation's governors to the White House during the National Governors Association winter meeting today. The event should take place around 11:15 Eastern. Then later today, the President and the First Lady welcome President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva of Brazil and his wife to the White House. The House Select Committee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government held its first hearing Thursday to hear from top lawmakers, FBI officials, and allow legal experts to show how the Justice Department has allegedly attacked Republican civil liberties. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio.
I have never seen anything like this. Dozens and dozens of whistleblowers, FBI agents coming to us talking about what's going on, the political nature at the Justice Department.
This is USA News.
Dell Technologies President's Day event is here with deals to power all your passions. The savings start now on select, sleek XPS laptops and more powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget, special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Just call 877-ASK-DELL for these limited-time President's Day deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, you're starting to speak another language.
Babbel's lessons are voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no better way than
Babbel. Text radio to 64,000 to try Babbel for free. Text radio to 64,000.
Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre is filing three separate lawsuits against a Mississippi State auditor and two national sports commentators.
Favre filed the lawsuits against Shad White, Shannon Sharp, and Pat McAfee on Thursday. The lawsuit against White accuses him of shamelessly and falsely attacking Favre's good name. Favre also alleges that Shannon Sharp and Pat McAfee defamed him. Favre became involved in a public fraud case in 2020 after he was paid $1.1 million in money for speeches he never made. I'm Ryan Daniels.
A senior Pentagon official tried to justify the military's decision not to shoot down a Chinese spy balloon with extremely advanced technology as soon as it entered Alaskan airspace. Melissa Dalton, the Assistant Secretary of Defense.
It gave us additional time to observe the balloon, assessing the PRC's capabilities and tradecraft.
It also gave Beijing a chance to hover over U.S. weapons complexes for days, as the balloon had steering capabilities.
Key part of the calculus for this operation was the ability to salvage, understand, and exploit the capabilities of the high-altitude balloon.
The last game of the NFL season will be played Sunday. The winner between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs will determine who's the best in the land. The game will be on Fox. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.